This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Informative stuff.
Baby-making analysis right there.
Joel's great at what he does.
He
Daddy's
is.
Back. That's a hard segment for your boy. I'm just going to be real honest with you. When we start talking prorations and not gyrations, I four times I wanted to cue Mac Robinson with a careless whisper. Because listen, when things get a little dry, things get a little boring, you put a little careless whisper on, all of a sudden it's not quite so informational. All of a sudden you get okay, everybody relaxes a little bit, you get the feeling going, right? Yeah, maybe it would have loosened up Joel just a little bit, right?
Should have been at the Eagles parade.
I don't have it in me.
Easy just, now.
I just should have let you and Joel have the room and just put on Careless Whisperer. Give me more, fat man. Maybe we could just pipe in Florio tweets that are subtweeting you guys.
He's subtweeting me right now, yeah.
The pride that you said that with. Can you explain what he's subtweeting with right now?
All right, so he posted today, and believe me, nobody has gotten more clicks out of Deshaun Watson than Mike Florio has.
Joel just said a thank you. Joel just said the Nexus thank you tweet. He's such a nice human being. It was such a great interview. Very informational. Go ahead. Thank you, Joel.
So, and it was one of the questions we actually asked Joel about, can you trade Myles Garrett and Deshaun Watson together? And part of that's because, well, Mike Florio, who again has gotten a bazillion clicks off of Deshaun Watson in the last 5 years or whatever it's been.
The engagement prospector.
Right, yes.
I see gold in their hills.
So he did an article today about, and it's my fault because I didn't give him another click and like read what he wrote because the headline was just so preposterous I wasn't going to do it. So I quote tweeted or quote posted whatever the new X terminology there is. Tell me you don't know the NFL salary cap without telling me you don't know how the NFL salary cap works.
So you're saying he doesn't know how the salary cap
works. Right, because he's like, hey, the Browns should attach Deshaun Watson's contract to the Myles Garrett trade. So now he puts out another thing. He sends the article back out again, and he writes, he goes, the armchair salary cap experts are balking at the consequences to the Browns of a Myles Garrett trade that includes the Deshaun Watson contract. Well, here's a look at the details and possible ways to minimize the dead money. Like, okay, thanks, Florio.
I just think it's funny that Florio is... Okay, so not a smart man.
We know this.
I admit this. Like, I'm an Ivy Leaguer. But on those standards, there's ivy on the walls of Bowling Green, okay? Don't jam me up about it there, Daryl. I don't bother learning the ins and outs of the salary cap because it's boring. And it's not dumb. It's very intelligent. But I have people like you and Jonathan and Jack Duffin to explain it to me.
And Joel.
And Joel in just painstaking detail to inform me on the... the average fan knows $80 million dead cap with Deshaun, 30 or 40 dead cap with Miles. That's half of your salary cap, basically.
Correct.
That, in the words of Chris Ronayne, that dog won't hunt. I'm just quoting a local politician with a very...
Who's been a great partner for the Cleveland Browns, by the way. We were told yesterday.
Daryl, don't make me cue Careless Whisper again, because God help me, I will. I just, listen, even if they could, I wouldn't want them to. Like, some lessons, there are no shortcuts to. The lesson of what an utter waste and complete failure of a trade and everything that led to it with Deshaun Watson. The lesson isn't, you know, quarterbacks get injured. No, it is, if you swing big, you should maybe potentially, possibly calculate the potential downside of a risk in real time beyond, we might have one bad press conference about this, then we'll get back to it because it's going to be about football. Or once presented with new information, like maybe a quarterback just ain't there. Maybe you don't then go all the way in, right? Maybe that's the lesson that you can learn.
After they've already told you no.
Yes. So there are countless lessons for the Browns to learn on the Deshaun Watson saga.
No does not mean try harder.
Okay, that could also apply to Deshaun Watson himself. But I think when we get to the big picture of this, I just think, like, learn your lesson. You are not, like, we've continued to do this thing. Well, 13 other teams made calls about it. Yep. And the Browns did the thing. And at the time it was committed, the Browns did the thing to get Deshaun Watson here. But there were so many signs along the way. You don't have to do this. Like, this is why when people say the Browns have to do anything this offseason, they really don't.
Right.
Like, I would honor Myles Garrett's trade request because I think Myles has earned my respect. And so if somebody's out there, and I do think this is going to come down to, if somebody's offering 3 picks for Miles, Miles is a Brown next year. If somebody offers you 6 picks for Miles, and at least 2 of them are top 32, and another 2 of them are top 100, I think there's a good chance Miles won't be here. So, but for me, it comes down to, I respect Miles. I understand. We've put him through hell. He's put his body on the line. I will respect the player for his ridiculously high-level accomplishments. And I understand there's a world beyond Deshaun Watson and a world after Deshaun where everybody can still prosper in this. But you don't have to trade Miles. You don't have to do anything. The freeing part of being 3-14 is the only thing that locks you into doing something is people worrying about their jobs or Jimmy Haslam worrying about selling PSLs. None of that gets you any closer to winning. So take your medicine, it tastes like crap, and get over yourself. I want to be clear, because this is a Florio-generated idea. I'm not suggesting that the Browns want to do this. I'm suggesting even if they could, they shouldn't. Like, even if the Browns could, to get somebody to take Deshaun's contract, you'd have to lower the asking price on your most valuable asset in Myles Garrett.
Yep.
What winning organization sells off their best player at a 40% discount
because you took Deshaun Watson's contract
to get rid of a previous failure instead of just letting that thing go and exist. So in a way, I'm glad the Browns are handcuffed with this, because I do think they would 100% try and do this if there was a feasible way of doing it. I'm here to say, let's just take our medicine.
Yeah.
And listen, we're a part of this, right? A fair amount of people defended the Deshaun trade. I did not love the Deshaun trade at the time, but by the end, I was trying to stay neutral on Deshaun the player until the last possible moment. So I can't act as if I was somehow, like, I'm not soapboxing anyone here. Let's learn our lesson. And the 2025 season should be our lesson learned. That probably should include trading Miles. It doesn't have to include trading anybody else, right? Like, you can, if you want to trade down at a two, you want to trade Miles, get a butt ton of picks, build that roster for this year, hopefully fortifying it for the quarterback in 2026. Do that.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But let's not then go to the thing of, oh, well, we got to get out of this Deshaun contract. Or, well, because Miles did this, well, now this player wants, well, okay, well, those players don't do what Miles does, so they're going to stay right here and help you rebuild.
Or you just accept the fact that there is no getting out of that contract. Like, that's the other thing. Like, everyone's been looking for the out. There is no out. That's the point.
Yeah,
that is why we are here where we are today.
That was the danger of giving him a $230 million guaranteed contract, fully guaranteed.
Right.
And the Browns have already hit some of the eject button, by the way, with the latest restructure, which pushes money across multiple years dead cap into the future.
And just so you know, when they restructure it again within the next 3 or 4 weeks, that's not a signal that they're moving on from him this year. It's just so they can feel the team this year that they will be doing a restructure. And they're going to do it again next year. Like, just, you know, people lost their minds at the last restructures are basically paperwork. That's what contract restructures are.
Yeah.
It's built-in boilerplate language in the contract that lets you convert salary into signing bonus, subtracting the veteran minimum. And then you can prorate that quote-unquote signing bonus you just created over the life of the contract, therefore lowering the cap figure.
I'll get one more word, and it's careless whisper. One more word like that. You got very randy very quickly there. We've already
it's a little
sat,
early.
We've already had Joel there. We're going to get where we want to go here, but let's... No, don't do it yet, Mac. We're not there. One more word of contractual mumbo-jumbo, and so help me God, George Michael's beautiful voice will be echoing through everyone's ears.
They're going to create $36 million in salary cap room by restructuring.
No, do it. You made me do this. It's Valentine's Day. You're out here talking contractual mumbo jumbo. People just want to get ready for a nice night with their person.
Get that ass.
Right? They just want to have fun. And you're out here trying to contract. What was the last thing you said?
Restructure?
No, there was something else in there that cheesed me off.
Salary cap room?
No, now you're being daft.
$36 million in salary cap space.
Big, massive humans.
Go ahead.
That's what they will create with another restructure in 3 or 4 weeks.
How deep will the reset go?
Not very deep.
What about, I don't have it in me.
What about Wyatt Teller?
I think Wyatt Teller is going to be a Cleveland Brown.
Why is that? Give us those contractual deets. Don't stop now.
Don't have the room for more dead cap.
Mm. I don't have it in me.
Dead cap wins no games.
Daddy's
remember that.
Back. Denzel? Kind of dead cap we talking there?
Talking about $40 million. That ain't happening.
Give me more, fat man.
Wait a minute. Are you calling me a fat man, Mac? I mean,
easy
I realize
now.
I'm up to $190, but come on, man. My scale
humble
isn't,
brag.
My scale isn't crying yet.
I'm also
someone
up
step
to
on a duck.
$190 times 2. Rich in Berea. Welcome to the show.
How are you, sir?
I think I'm about to lose my marbles, but other than that, I'm good. I'm very good. How are you, Rich?
Good.
What you got for
us? Trying to address a couple things. Everybody's talking about a lot of things. You know, well, we've had people right inside of our own building that could help correct this situation, and we let them walk out. And the biggest problem we've had is Andrew Barry, okay? And that's the biggest problem you have. He's what do we have? He brings in people. Over the years with his draft picks, what's he done?
Thank you, Rich. Sorry about that, buddy. It's really hard to get to a point where you don't just kind of put it on Andrew Barry. But the reality is it's leadership in general. I'll continue to go back to the most ironic thing in the world is that you moved off Baker looking for an adult in the room.
And you brought in that.
Well, I was going to say, I now wonder when people ask, well, do they have to take a quarterback because Andrew Barry might get fired next year if they don't hit on the quarterback? That sounds like not an adult motive. Like, oh, well, Jimmy Haslam might want to take Shedeur Sanders because it might help sell tickets at a dome to be built down the road. That doesn't sound like winning anywhere in there other than financially winning or career winning.
And if this happens, that tells you that organizationally they've learned no lessons, right? Brian Hoyer benched so they could put Johnny Manziel on the field because they wanted to sell jerseys in the team shop, right? That ended up being an unmitigated disaster.
Brian's going to be joining the morning show on Tuesday starting up, by the way.
Then, you know, Deshaun, after being told no, right, they go back, give him this contract, impulsive decision. They get got nervous with the whole Baker blow up publicly. Once it got out that they were going to see Deshaun, Baker's like, all right, get me out of here. So again, impulsive decision making. Like, you have to learn from these mistakes. And the point is, you can't take one of these quarterbacks because you feel you have to. Because if you do that, you're setting yourself up for failure for the umpteenth time since taking this franchise over in the middle of 2012.
216-474-0092. Even if it actually made cap sense, would you want them to trade the Deshaun contract with Miles?
No, because you're going to get less.
Yeah. Well, and
it lowers his value.
And sit in your filth, learn your lesson, and come out the other side a better organization. And another evidence of you can reach your limits pretty quickly here. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.